Rogers Hornsby, A Biography by Charles C. Alexander. Prologue. Beaumont, Texas, Summer, 1950. At the bottom half of each inning, the stout, silver-haired manager of the Beaumont Roughnecks would emerge from the first base dugout, trundle across the diamond, take his place in the third base coaching box, and ritually clap his hands to exhort the leadoff Roughneck batter. Of course, I knew who he was. The name Rogers Hornsby was a familiar one for anybody who followed baseball closely. As a 14-year-old who scanned box scores in the local daily newspapers, absorbed the weekly contents of the sporting news, and studied how to play books in an effort to improve my own decidedly limited skills, I knew about all the sport's great men. I could quote career and season statistics for contemporaries such as DiMaggio, Musial, Williams, Kiner, and Feller, as well as for Cobb, Ruth, Young, Johnson, Wagner, Gehrig, and other past heroes. Rogers Hornsby's achievements were among the most familiar and imposing. A .358 lifetime batting average, second only to Cobb's, in 23 major league seasons, 1915-37. A .424 average in 1924, highest for the 20th century. Two other 400-plus seasons. Seven National League batting titles. Player-manager of the St. Louis Cardinals in 1926, when they defeated Babe Ruth and the New York Yankees in a legendary World Series. By nearly everybody's estimation, Hornsby was the foremost right-handed hitter over the first century of American baseball. Studying him from the grandstand behind third base, where I sat with my parents through something like 25 games that summer, I couldn't figure why this famous person had ended up...